This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
What's your reaction to the justice that he nominated today?
I'm honestly not surprised by his choice, but that's what's worse for us.
I just saw the pick and I was like, it's almost at a point where you kind of expect that it's not going to be what you want.
He's quite, you know, extreme in his views, and I don't know if it would make the Supreme Court very even.
He is quite extreme, that imaginary pick that hasn't been named yet. Anyway, college students outraged already over the president's Supreme Court nominee. The only issue? He doesn't have a nominee yet.
That's right. Campus Reform's Cabot Phillips is here with more on his interviews on the street. Cabot, did you expect that people would... Are they assuming? Help us
out. I think it's a mix of the two, where some people, they feel a pressure the second they hear the word Donald Trump to come out and show the world, look, I hate Donald Trump every bit as much as the next person, and they come out with these strong opinions. Other people, I think they just want to go along with the flow and make themselves sound intelligent and smart, but I think most of it does come from this bias against President Trump. No one's saying you have to support everything he does or come out and cheerlead him on for everything, but I do think that as Americans, we should give him a chance and let him at least make decisions before we're opposing them, and these are the people, keep in mind, who consider themselves to be the most open-minded, the most tolerant. They had some other opinions
on... This is right here in New York City, right?
This is right here in New York City. They had some other opinions on when compared to President Obama's Supreme Court decisions, I think some people are going to appreciate.
It's opinions of what people actually want.
Do you think President Obama listened to the opinions of people when he nominated two Supreme Court justices?
I was young then.
You should have some balance. You shouldn't just be all on one side.
President Obama did pick two liberal justices, though.
But now it's all conservative.
It's so interesting. Everything is through the lens of, do I like this president or do I dislike this president?
That's exactly what it is. It all has to do with partisan politics. I think much of this comes in from what we're seeing in the class, where people are constantly inundated with these ideas about President Trump is horrible. And this is nothing new. We covered with Leadership Institute's Campus Reform students earlier in the year during the State of the Union. We asked them before his speech, how did he do? And everyone said, oh, it's the most racist speech that I've ever heard. And so people very quick, where they want to come out and oppose everything he does. And also, I think an interesting little tidbit there, every person I spoke to all assumed that Trump was going to pick a man.
Who is it? Who are they referring to?
There was an imaginary figure. They said, this guy he picked, he's the worst new justice we've ever had. Someone said that this is now the new most racist member of the government since Andrew Jackson.
How many people knew that he hadn't picked anybody yet?
We had one person that wouldn't give an answer. They said, well, I'm not entirely sure about this. I don't know if I should actually come out and give an opinion, which was probably the smartest answer we got all day.
Oh, Kevin, wow. Frightening.
Thanks,
all right,
Kevin.
Good to have you as always.
Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
If it was partisan politics, then you'd go, okay, it's partisan politics. These are young people that don't even know. I mean, it's just flat out ignorance. And that's the embarrassing part. And then they giggle it away. But I guess they're all part of the crowd, you know, that just goes along to get along or, you know, to be fashionably whatever, anti-Trump, I guess. But along the way, it's like, look, take a stand. At least know what you're taking a stand for. The charge is up to you. You're about ready to pick up the mantle to take on the responsibility of running this country. And when I say running this country, we have to remember what our Constitution says. It's a government of, for, and by we the people. And so, you know, if you want to be a knucklehead, I guess you can go ahead and be an ignorant knucklehead if that's what you want to do. But this is an incredible responsibility when you think about the treasure, the resources, the lives that have, you know, that are at the very foundation of this great American experiment. And we're just so casual about it. We just kind of laugh it off and we make ignorant statements. I mean, this is embarrassing that there are citizens in this country. And I think they need to be called out and say, look, do your homework. You know, I find that you have an opinion, but can you can you double check and make sure that it is a, you know, it's an educated opinion, that it's an opinion that advances the discussion? Is that asking too much? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. Maria Espinosa coming up next right here at just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
It's 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Maria Espinosa is with us. She is the National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to be talking to you. How are you?
Hi, Bill. Doing great. Thanks so much for having me on your show. It's good to talk with you and all of your wonderful listeners.
Well, thank you. Congratulations, by the way. Lots of shout-outs the other day when the president brought these families forward to really bring to bear here the story that is most important, and this is something that you and your husband, which motivated you to start the Remembrance Project, and that is to keep the light shining on these families that have lost loved ones. I mean, we talk about, you know, people being separated from their parents, and some of these parents had stated, you know, we're not separated for days. I mean, for the rest of our lives, we're separated.
Right, it's a permanent separation that we've been talking about since 2009, Bill, and, you know, and all we were asking for is, you know, enforcing current laws, following our Constitution, you know, and placing Americans first, what's best for America. We don't want any new legislation, Bill. We just want the current laws enforced.
Exactly.
You know, people who are working here should be legally authorized to work in the United States, and that's on every application, but yet, you know, we're not getting that. Then we're you know, we're called names, we're bullied, and look at poor Sarah Sanders and Ms.
Yes.
Bondi, you know, being shouted out of restaurants and harassed. It's out of control.
Well, of course, then you got Mad Max adding to it. You know, she's telling everybody, go chase him down and hunt him down and everything else. And then she's shocked when people discern from her statements that she's being rather uncivil and maybe igniting some violence.
Right. Maybe, you think.
Yeah. Right. Exactly. Well, you know,
they get away with so much.
Yeah. You know, getting back to your point here, Maria, you know, what's good for America is really good for the immigrants as well, because if we have laws in place, they're protected. They're not going to be taken advantage of by coyotes that are charging them, you know, just an incredible amount of money to sneak them here into the United States. There's no there's no guarantee when they give them that money. It says, hey, we're going to get you to the border, and good luck. And then, you know, the other things we've been reporting on here is these young girls that are being sent. I mean, how do you kiss your daughter goodbye and make sure that she's had a shot or she's got a pack of birth control pills in her pocket? Because, honey, I hate to tell you, but chances are you're going to get raped along the way. How do you send your daughter off in that kind of situation? That just shocks me, Maria.
It is shocking, and, you know, I fell out of my chair when I heard that. I can't believe that. I could not imagine placing my daughter in that situation. You know, we're very protective as parents, and somewhere along the line, obviously these people don't feel the same way about, some of these people, I guess, same way about their children, but yeah, that's they should be charged. You know, if it was a it was an American parent, you know, we would be charged for placing that child in harm's way, for child neglect, child endangerment, you know, but, and they should be, and we will be separated from our children if we were charged and imprisoned.
Exactly.
It's very sad, very, very sad, but it's the truth that people have to learn and understand. Also, when we bring these minors into our schools, you know, we place them with our little valuable, you know, children, you know, our futures. And, you know, what are we doing to them? And they're having to go to school and they're bullied. I just got off the phone with a young lady in South Texas, and her son is bullied simply because he does not speak fluent Spanish. You know, it's pretty sad. And here we are in America where the illegal, it's a high population of illegal aliens at that Catholic school. You know, so I mean, there's a lot wrong here. But, you know, during the press conference with President Trump on Friday, you know, he mentioned there's a 2011 GAO report, pardon me, from Government Accountability Office that reported that they found nearly 3 million offenses tied to criminal illegal aliens. And that included more than 25,000 homicides, and 42,000 robbery offenses, 70,000 sex crime offenses, and 15,000 kidnapping offenses.
Yeah, and the thing is disgusting about this, Maria, they've been sitting on this information for a long time. They have not released it. The media hasn't pursued it to get it out there. You know, the narrative is being, really, it's propaganda right now as to what's happening here. And it's unfortunate, and we've got people all over the spectrum because they're ill-informed. And, you know, I often get in trouble, just as you do, because being Hispanic, you know, we're supposed to have a specific monolithic expression and perception on this. And, you know, and as soon as I bring up, well, what about these young kids that are, you know, thrust down? And then also, you know, another thing that came up recently is there's no study on these kids. You know, we know that in Central America there is a huge issue. I mean, you talk about unaccompanied children. They're unaccompanied in their own homeland, in their own country. They've been abandoned.
Absolutely.
They're out there, and that's not being reported on. And of course, it's, you know, for them, what do they have to lose? I mean, hey, look at, they're out of, you know, eating out of garbage cans, doing whatever. And hey, look, we'll get on that that beast. We're going to get on that train and head north. And you know, this is the, you know, what do we got to lose compared to what we got? You know, we're experiencing here in our own home country.
Right, and heck, their own country calls them cucarachas.
Yes,
you know,
cockroaches. Yes, right.
The street kids and juvenile delinquents probably in their countries that band together and they roam at night. You know, there's a big documentary several years back about them. So these are the people that we're bringing in, that our government, the left, is calling them children, bringing them in and putting them in our school system with our children on our schoolyards, you know. And actually we, my husband, Tim, and I ran into a couple who had volunteered for about 5 years for a center in Honduras. And they were the street, took care of the street kids. The youngest was 5 years old, where the parent pushed them out of the house. I can't imagine pushing children out of the home. And this is what they said. I'm going to repeat this. Today, and I asked, what happened? How are all these kids being put out, you know, homeless? Don't they have a home? Yes, they have a home. But she said that when a husband, a man and woman got together, have a child, they say they have a little boy, and they broke up. The new boyfriend does not want the son around, and they would abandon him.
They become disposable.
Yes. And but if they had a little girl, the new boyfriend would keep the little girl.
To be used.
They had a lot. Yes, they had a lot of child molestation going on. And that is a culture, Bill. And this is, you know, we have enough problems here in crime in the United States that we don't need to invite that. And when we were doing our research early on in 2010, 2011, the sex molestation and the rape of the young children was high in this illegal alien adult male demographic.
Well, maybe that's why it's easy for them to give them a shot or to, you know, give them some birth control pills and kiss them goodbye and send them up north. Maybe that's why, Maria. I mean, this is shocking, but there is so much that we do not understand that is going through, that is causing this whole situation, and our borders are being stormed right now. And we're going to continue the conversation with the Remembrance Project's Maria Espinoza. Stay with us. I'm Bill Martinez. It's just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Manual Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UnveilingThem.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running for your heart. I'm running for your heart. Here I am, my soul on fire.
I got to tell you, you know, as we focus on these major issues in our country today, many people of faith are running to their God to say, okay, you know, what would God say about these things? And God is a God of order. And it, and in that order, part of that order, if you remember, it started with the Ten Commandments, right? To help us understand the difference between law and lawlessness. That was the start of it. And let me ask you this. If somebody is lawless and they break the law on one side of the border, what makes you think that they're going to follow the law on the other side of the border? I think this is the beginning question, or maybe one of the first questions we should ask Maria Espinoza when we address this issue, and how are borders being stormed today?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you're supposed to honor your neighbor's borders, mm-hmm. and God has set that out very clearly. Mm-hmm. You know, yes, we welcome the traveler, but we don't welcome the invader who has ignored our laws, our borders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I know CNN went crazy the other day. Our friend Steve Cortez happened to use that term invader. Oh, my goodness. It was like a dog whistle. It sent them absolutely nuts. Well, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you know, it's not. You know, they want to make it seem people on the left want to make it seem like it's all so innocent. This is not innocent. I mean, why all of a sudden are we having thousands of people storming our border, and then we make a big issue about the kids? Time magazine fakes up a cover. I mean, it's so blatant, but it's like, okay, well, you caught us, forget it, let's move on. But, you know, that Trump, he's still that awful guy, and that picture still is emblazoned in the mind of people because you've already let the horses out of the barn with that picture, and it's almost like America doesn't care about the truth anymore. It's like, well, I don't care about the truth. They just serve the purpose. But you get my point. You know what he's doing. Well, he's not doing that. But you're saying that, you know, here he is standing over this young girl who is here and is looking for, you know, looking for safety. Well, she had safety back home. Her father said they were doing fine. It was just the mother one day got a hair and said, no, I'm going to America. That's my dream. I'm out of here, you know? So there's no children. Yeah, I mean, you know, there's no refugee situation here, and this is what America needs to wake up to. I mean, gosh, Maria, I grew up with spaghetti westerns, you know, and those spaghetti westerns. One of the things that people came when they came into town, they go, hey, you know, one of the first questions they ask, are you friend or foe, right? And yes. And then after that, it became obvious, you know, the black hats were the foes, you know, and then the white hats were the good guys. But that was always the question, and so all of a sudden, I guess now. We're just so open-minded that our brains have fallen out that we can't even ask the question, hey, are you here to add and advance the cause of the American dream, or are you here to take away?
Absolutely. I love the spaghetti westerns as well. Right. Fistful of Dollars with Clint Eastwood. That was my favorite.
Exactly.
But, yes, you're right. We can't bury our heads in the sand and believe what this media, and thank God for Donald Trump when he first announced that he was going to run for president. Otherwise, I think that Clinton would have put that last nail in the coffin of America. You know, so he's exposing all sorts of things, the fake news. We know that you know, we have deep state, you know, problems, and it goes pretty deep when the FBI director is even lying.
Right.
That's really a sad situation. We have got a lot of house cleaning to do. You know, then the entire Democrat Party, and not to mention other governments, other countries themselves, Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, all of them are guilty. But also the sad part is that the GOP moderates are, you know, showing their true colors. You know, Bill, I say that they are taking this blood money from the open borders lobbyists to fill their reelection campaign coffers while our children are filling America's coffins.
Right, exactly. They're paying the price. I mean, it's incredulous that we find ourselves in this kind of situation. And Donald Trump right now is our Obi-Wan Kenobi, man. He's our final shot here to kind of, you know, stave off the insanity, because you bring a powerful point here. Under a Clinton administration, there would be more families subjected to illegal activity and lawbreakers, and they'd be burying their children. And the heartbreak that we saw the other day.
today from the White House was, you know, it was heartbreaking to hear what these families have endured. But these are the stories. This is the result of open border madness and the oversensitivity of progressives and those on the left that are supporting this illegality. Again, how can you expect people who broke the law to begin with to suddenly obey the law on the other side? And the only thing that separates them is the border, the supposed border. You know, it's unreal. I don't know what they're thinking.
It is. Who knows? I think that they're going down the checklist for the Communist Party, and I think that most of those have already been checked off, and they see as this last amnesty, and I say last amnesty bill because if we give an amnesty to the DACA recipients, that we know that they don't want the only just the DACA recipients. In fact, President Trump offered the 1.8 million of those who would have qualified but did not apply, but the Democrats turned it down because President Trump would get the border wall, and they do not want border security. They want to erase our borders, erase our Constitution, and basically they're going to erase America.
To your point, Maria, it was quite telling, right? He gave them twice as much as what they asked for, and they still said no. I mean, in some cases, I look at this and I go, this is like Israel trying to negotiate with the Palestinians. I mean, they're just so locked in to their ideology that no matter what you give them, you know, short of just, you know, Donald Trump packing his bags and leaving the Oval Office, but you're exactly right. I am really concerned that these moderate Republicans are even, you know, dancing around this issue, dancing, or not even around, they're dancing with the possibility of amnesty. I think this is the death knell for the Republican Party if they do this.
Right, but also it will open it up for next election. I think, you know, we've got to, first of all, make sure that we survive this election and, you know, actually it's really survive this month and make sure that these moderate Republicans, Paul Ryan is the leader, it does not give an amnesty. So I ask your listeners to continue calling and giving him the raspberries and tell him, look, not pass an amnesty. You know, get in line with the party. And actually, the platform, the Republican platform says no amnesty. It's clear right there in black and white, Bill.
Right.
And also call your own legislator, your own congressman, and across state lines, and call the White House and tell President Trump to continue working. We have his back. We support his America First agenda. Then we recruit within our own communities and identify those who will run for office, conservatives, and nurture them and support them next time around, because we have to get these guys out. I've been here for a year and a half in Washington, D.C., Bill, and I'm telling you, they will absolutely not do what's right. We have to scream and yell at them. And people like Speaker Paul Ryan, you know, everything, we have done everything short of, you know, holding his hand and, you know, pushing him, his chair back away from his desk.
right.
Sign that.
Exactly.
So,
well, a report last night came out, and I was trying to, you know, catch up on it this morning, and I couldn't seem to locate it, so hopefully it's not fake news. But there was an announcement from POTUS saying that what he wants to do is not even let him cross the border, is deport him immediately at the border. Did you hear about that?
He should be turning them back, absolutely. You know, definitely. We've talked about that for several years, and before they cross that line, turn them back. You know, heck, they're all below their line, the divider. Yeah, just go ahead and turn them back. And I say whatever it takes to do that, do it. And especially with this instigator, Andres Obrador, AMLO, as they call him, having calling for an outright invasion of the United States. That's the reason.
We're talking here the potential next president for Mexico. He's the one that's making this call right now. Maria Espinosa, we got to leave it right there. Thank you so much. As always, she's the national director of the Remembrance Project.
Dan Perkins here from Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Another promise kept by Donald Trump, and this one is for us, the veterans. The Veterans Mission Act was passed by the Congress on a nonpartisan basis to support all of you who have served our country. The act has many provisions and benefits for you, the American veteran. One major change is to remove the limitations on home health care benefits that was limited to only veterans after 9/11. Another provision gives you the treatment options for private care if you live more than 40 miles from a VA hospital. So here's your veterans tip of the day. Go to the VA.gov website and find your local VA office. Talk to them about how you may gain access to private health care paid for by the VA. Your quality of life depends upon your action. This has been Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers.us Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Reports are at least 8 of the 12 boys who've been stuck in a flooded cave in Thailand have now made it to the outside. Divers rescuing 4 boys yesterday, more than 2 weeks after the 12 members of the soccer team and their coach got trapped in that cave complex in northern Thailand. And another 4 boys have reportedly been rescued today. John McGuire is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He says he's not surprised that the operation speeded up after yesterday's initial rescues.
But these guys are, you know, obviously as Navy SEALs, we're combat divers. These master divers, these dive experts from around the world that have come together, this is what they practice. So they're learning, they're getting better.
He was speaking on CNN. President Trump will be speaking tonight to the nation at 9 Eastern to announce his Supreme Court nominee. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
We don't see color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez, live.
You know, there's such power in the cross, and it really does have the final word. You know, when Jesus was hanging there and he says, it is finished, boy, there was so much profundity to that final sentence, it is finished. Boy, and that is, you know, the base of the song, that the cross does have the final word. So if you are in need of the final word in your life, I would say that you would find it there at the foot of the cross. This is Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day, 27 minutes before the top of the hour. We're trying to connect with our guest, Kenny Luck, former pastor out of Saddleback Church. And he has written a book called Dangerous Good, which challenges men to aggressively live out their faith. And there's a reason about it. Dangerous, I guess, in the sense that, you know, it is outside of the normal. Anytime we're outside of that nine-dot paradigm, we can get a little uncomfortable. And others, you know, when you go back, talk about the cross, when you go back to the founding of our faith, what was it? It was quite dangerous to be against, you know, to go against the traditions of the time. People were being killed. I mean, here in America, you know, people are being chased out of restaurants and, you know, being condemned and accused in false ways. But, you know, we should be encouraged that this is a time that an opportunity, I should say, a time and place, an opportunity for us, people of faith, to really live out the faith and be that light and be that encouragement to others who are lost. We know because of what we believe in, if we really believe it. And that is the question. And sometimes we don't know that we believe until, you know, people are in our face and challenging us and threatening us, and they want us out of restaurants, they want us out of our lives. But you should be encouraged by, you know, what others are saying. You know, as I draw reference once again to that Gallup poll, was out, you know, over a year ago, and secular America was saying, hey, where are the people of faith? You know, we have lost our way. We need a moral compass. And they are crying out for the people of faith, saying, where are they? Well, you kicked them off the bus. And we're not even on the bus anymore. We're not even in the back of the bus. We're off the bus. And then you're saying, where are they? Well, you left them way behind many, many years ago. And, you know, you wanted the Ten Commandments out of your schools, and you got the Ten Commandments out of your schools. Now look what's happening to our school system. Look what's happening to our kids. It's absolutely heartbreaking. But nobody wants to take responsibility for that. But I would say for people of faith, because you know how it ends, and because of your faith, you should fight. And you should fight for the very souls of your neighbors, you know, your children's, your own children, the neighbor's children, you know, the next generation that is coming up. I mean, what kind of, you know, secular education are they going to be exposed to when we know? When we know the things that we believe in, that's the challenge today, ladies and gentlemen. Well, Kenny Luck joins us now. We were able to track him down. See, Kenny, you can run, but you can't hide because we've got ways to track you down.
Yeah, I know. My tracker went off. I got electrical shock.
Is that what happens?
Stopped right in my tracks, Bill.
Well, hey, I'm glad we were able to get your attention because we needed you here. I could only cover for so long, you know, to talk about your book.
You know what? And you did a fantastic job. I mean, you sounded very prophetic and challenging, and you hit the nail on the head when you were talking about people of faith rising and the circumstances around us culturally, where we're kind of in a cul-de-sac and your options get limited when your backs are against the wall. You can just wave the white flag. You can say, I'm going to fight to the death, or you can pick a hole in the line and break through and live to fight another day. But I love the way that you put it. It's not a time for dabbling against the dark backdrop of what's happening all around us. It's a time to shine. And I feel like for people of faith, this is the exact right time. Culture has thrown us a blue dot softball to stand out and to shine the light of Christ in today's culture.
Well, you know, you think of our founding and what Jesus went through, and he very clearly said, hey, look, it wasn't like they threw a party for me and it was fun and games when I was around. You know, look what they've done to me. I put him on a cross. So, hey, follow me. You know, so,
yeah.
You know, but by comparison, it is, you know, it's a hangnail of pain compared to what our Lord and Savior went through. And he was the first, and he said, follow me, but look what he gave, the evidence that he gave, he left behind. I mean, if he was still there in the grave, if all the promises that he fulfilled were broken promises, you know, we'd have something to argue about. But, you know, when you know that he's batting 1,000%, and even prophetically, you speak of the prophetic, you know, about 2/3 of prophecy has been fulfilled, all at 1,000%
right.
batting average.
That's
so
right.
I often ask people, I said, what do you think the chances are God's going to keep hitting 1,000% for the remaining 1/3?
No, that's right. And, you know, and that's our hope. That's where we need to connect, in particular in this book, masculinity to eternity. Where in the spirit of William Wilberforce, in the spirit of Martin Luther King, in the spirit of Abraham Lincoln, in the spirit of those of John Wesley and Jonathan Edwards and those wonderful men who connected their purpose on earth and their geography and their time and their historical context to rise and to accept the call of their hour. That's why I wrote Dangerous Good. You know, we have about 2.3 to 2.5 billion Christians on the planet, which means we have about 600 million to 700 million Christian men walking the planet. What would happen if we stopped being affiliated to Christ and got activated and filled with his Spirit, and in the Spirit of Christ, who said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, and he's anointed me to do good. And against this cultural backdrop, you know, unequivocal good that makes suffering go down is relevant. And in an hour when the church is struggling, when to be relevant, to have a voice, and people are retreating, here's an amazing opportunity, especially for men in this context of hashtag Me Too and toxic masculinity and all this junk going on there in the news cycle, for men to rise, to form fellowships, to gather around their identity, let their identity inform their energy and lead to an expression that is aggressively good in their local homes and community.
And that's an excellent point, and this is the fulfillment of the vision and what Jesus died for and why God created us, Kenny. But, you know, the thing that comes to mind in reading your book is that we find ourselves, I'm talking about men here, that we're out of, what I would say, out of order. Spiritual authority has been cast aside. You know, we forget that, you know, some people want to dive in and be critical of the church. And I say, wait a minute, you know, it's okay to question this a little bit here and to ask some questions, but make sure you're asking the right questions. But if you're just being stubborn because nobody is the boss of you, I want you to remember what Jesus said and why he established the church to begin with. He said it would be such a powerful force that the gates of hell could not prevail against it. I gotta pause there for a moment and say, wait a minute. First of all, our Lord and Savior, who proved himself time and time again, 1,000%, as I said, he's speaking and he says, hey, look at the church. I'm establishing the church. Gates of hell cannot come against it. That's pretty powerful there. The other thing he says, oh, yeah, by the way, I got to get out of the way that the Holy Spirit would come to empower you to fulfill your God-given destiny. Wow. What a vision, right? And so if we grab a hold of that, Kenny, I believe...
There you go.
Then we're ignited. We got that power force behind us to do that dangerous good that you've written about.
That's right.
Am I there? Am I with you?
No, you're right on. That's what the book is about. It's about spirit-empowered masculinity. So you nailed it on the head. That's Jesus, and that's the men of Pentecost.
We're going to pick it up from there when we come back. Stay with us. Kenny Locke is with us. I'm Bill Martinez Live.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
You are the only king forever. Almighty God, we lift you higher. You are the only king forever.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh and independent every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon, Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Man, listen up. We've bought into a big lie. That's what's happened here in our culture today. One of our most popular authors who's been with us, in fact, he's due to come back here shortly, Andy Andrews, wrote a book, How Do You Kill 11 Million People? And it was about the Holocaust and World War II and Germany. And the proposition was, is you get people to buy into a lie. Adolf Hitler knew it couldn't be a little lie. It had to be a big lie. The bigger the lie, the better. And the big lie that's being thrust upon America today has to do about men. Go back to what the Bible says, and we're reminded how you take over a power, or you take over an institution. So you tie up the strong men. And what's being tied up here, you and me, guys, we're the men. We're the protectors of our families. We've been tied up. We've been tied up with this lie of the culture that says it's all about the woman's body. Well, what about the men? What about the father's heart? I keep saying, Kenny Luck, that there is a huge cry yet to be heard across our land, and that cry will be the result of men across the country realizing that it may be their wife's body or the girlfriend's body, but it's their children that have died. And we hear of that cry that went out from the women there during the time of Herod when he wanted to kill Jesus and heard of the baby Jesus. And you hear that scream coming out of that land of women having their babies executed. But I say here what is coming is a cry from men. The men, the ones where big boys aren't supposed to cry, are going to cry like you have never seen before. When they come in to the reality and they're willing to deal with the fact that they participated in the death of their children.
Yeah, it's when you study what you just described, men participating in the deaths of their children and how father deprivation is the sociological term for that, that aspect of our culture is a more reliable predictor for violence, criminal activity, incarceration, rape, school dropout rates, suicides, adolescents in psychiatric hospitals, adolescent runaways, That is a better predictor, father deprivation, men abandoning the family, abandoning their place in the family, than race, than environment, and poverty. And we've institutionalized it, Bill. We've bought the lie, and we have accepted this cultural narrative that has, as a reaction to aggressive feminism, kind of the pendulum has swung, and it's created this type of man I would call omega male. It's not broken alpha male who's strong but doesn't have any character. It's this omega male, and he's soft and he's not strong. And now culture is tired of him. And now culture is looking for tough and tender leadership and loving, courageous, and compassionate. Who is that? Mm. That's Jesus Christ.
Right.
That's what culture is looking for. And that's the prophetic times we're living in, where the pendulum has swung one way, the pendulum has swung back the other way, and now spirit-empowered men are in high demand but low supply, but God is raising up his sons all over the world to shine bright. But there's going to be a big blowback, I will tell you that.
Well, no question. I mean, that's already happening. If you think not, just think about this Supreme Court nominee that is on the horizon that we'll hear about tonight. This is all part and parcel of what you talk about. A little bit of Kenny's background real quick here. He is the founder of Every Man Ministries. He's the host of Every Man Show podcast. Leadership pastor at Crossline Church in Laguna Hills, California. I just came from the West Coast, three-digit degree temperature heat going on there. Just a little bit of hell, just a little bit of hell hitting Southern California. Yeah, it usually happens in August, but it came a little bit early this year.
Yeah.
And so, but it was just to get me ready to come east. It's not quite three digits, about 85, so it's kind of mild by East Coast standards. But prior to Coastline, Kenny was the men's pastor at Saddleback Church. With Rick Warren in Lake Forest, California. You can go to his website, everymanministries.com, to join in on the fight. And as we say, and as I said earlier, Kenny, men need to, you know, they may be waking up to this challenge. The Spirit is moving in them. And I want to encourage them that they need to get into order. And part of getting into that order is they've got to be around, first of all, find a church. Find a Bible-believing church that you can get your hooks into and get your root in deep. Get alongside other men who are feeling the Spirit. You will know, because birds of a feather flock together. And
right.
Be accountable to them. I got to tell you, Kenny, I miss Promise Keepers. I thought what Coach McDonald had started, and of course a lot of blowback, as you said, happened to that ministry. And unfortunately, it went by the wayside. But I still think the movement, the very core of that movement is still there, because there are still many men to this day. We talk about E-teams. We talk about Promise Keepers. We talk about those events that happened in Coliseums. But what I sense God was saying is that I'm not going to be constrained in a Coliseum. I want to be ignited to encompass the entire world. And this is the opportunity for a time such as this, that the male figures, the men, as you laid out, Kenny, when you consider every bit of history from day one on forward, when the men bail out, boy, empires have fallen.
Well, when you look at the Bible and you look at that singular statement that the Apostle Paul makes, where he says, just as through the disobedience of the one man, many were made sinners, so also through the obedience of the one man, many will be made righteous. You see the blast zone of the singular choices of two men, massive consequences from two simple choices. And we look at today and we say to ourselves, based on that picture presented in the Bible of creation, fall, and redemption, two men, two choices, two gardens of temptation, and we look at the men today on the planet and you go, either you're in Adam bringing death, or you're in Christ and you're bringing life. Either you're under the control of the world, the flesh, and the devil, or you're under the control of the Holy Spirit bringing life. And when we see God's Spirit flood into a community of men who are seeking God, what we see is people having their loads reduced, people having their pain relieved, people having their souls reached, people having their spirits raised. That's Jesus Christ. That's the men of Pentecost. And in today's culture, a spirit-empowered man looking like Christ will address the injustices that broken culture can't fix, because Jesus walked into a culture that said, thank God I'm not a woman, thank God I'm not a kid, thank God I'm not a Gentile. And he flipped it on its head, and he started defending and protecting women, raised the value of children, and said, let them come, and he touched them and blessed them. And then he didn't pre-qualify others on the basis of race in terms of who's the gospel for. Now, if we are followers of Jesus as men, that's what masculinity looks like.
Yes. See, and we've been taught otherwise, and that's what the culture would want us to believe, to its own detriment. And this is what's happening. And Kenny, like you said, I like you, I've been going, okay, what is it going to take? What voice is going to break through this clutter? And the sense that I've had is that it's not necessarily going to be one voice as much as it would be voices that point to one voice. And that's what you're saying.
I'm saying that if you're on planet Earth at this moment and you're listening to Bill and I talk and you claim an affiliation with Christ, then we have to ask ourselves, what does Christ's likeness look like in the open?
Yes.
Not self-styled Christianity, not some cultural version, not Las Vegas Christianity where everything that happens in church stays at church. It's a Christianity that is public, simple, strong, in the open, aggressive in a positive way, in that it's not strength without character, it's strength with character and compassion, and it goes against the narrative of the activism that is out there and does unequivocal good for our wives, children, communities, and neighborhoods. But it's got to be public. Mm-hmm. It's got to be in the open. And it's got to be unashamed. And you're not doing anyone any favors, guys, by dabbling, by being a good guy. Being a good guy, being a nice guy, that serves no one but you. Mm-hmm. It's not serving people. It just keeps you separate from the thugs and the bad guys and the guys in the news cycle. We need spirit-empowered men who are moving the kingdom of God forward in tangible, visible ways through the church.
And being aggressive, that, Kenny, that's in all of all of us men. God wired us to be aggressive. I mean, we go after the hills. We go after the adventure. Yeah. We love beauty. All those things that is just intrinsic to our manhood. And what you're saying is, yes, it's okay. It's more than okay. It's in your nature to express that. So you can be aggressive with it, regardless of what the culture would tell you that you're not to be aggressive.
Bill.
You're not designed to be genteel, men, okay? That is not your nature. God did not create you that way. We are the Peters. We are the Pauls. You know, we are the Jesus Christ if we're connected and we're in order. I mean, it is an exciting time. And, Kenny, I'm excited to read your book because I think this is going to be a great encouragement for men to step out and realize that the leader that they're following comes with precedent and with power. And God's very own blessing, does he not?
Amen. Amen.
Well,
amen.
The coming revolution...
Jesus didn't turn up the...
Go ahead.
No, Jesus
Go ahead,
didn't change the male culture of his time by being nice or tall and intolerant. He disrupted it and launched a new wave that you described, Bill. And it's through aggressively loving God and people in the open.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.